is just like us, and there's a cold and lonely life. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Strongly encourage everybody listening to go on the Devil Radio website and download our app. Go on the Apple and Google stores and download our app, or sit in a chair and just say, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you say, Alexa, play Devil Radio. And take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go, your favorite shows. While you're at it, click on the link that says support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, calling into question our elections, attacking our democracy, buying into the big lie. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest, toughest voice standing up for our democracy and for the integrity of our elections. Eastside Dave called in and made a good point. Hope you're listening, Eastside Dave. I want to respond to it, though. Eastside Dave saw an exchange on BBC with an Iranian spokesman who was saying that the sanctions against Iran imposed by the United States for their going forward with their nuclear weapon are hurting the average person, especially women and children and others. I want to address that. Same is true in North Korea. We have extreme sanctions in North Korea, much more extreme than in Iran. Yes, it does hurt women and children and the powerless, because the regimes in those countries are corrupt. They do not care about the people in their country. They butcher, not just discriminate against, butcher and exterminate people who are religions and races that are not theirs. Iran butchers Christians. They are a branch of Islam called Shiite Islam. Only about 10% of the Muslims in the world are Shiites, 90% are Sunnis. They fight with Sunni nations as well. Nations like Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and others that are Sunnis don't like Iran. Iran is waging wars against the West. In Lebanon, they are providing weapons and financing Hezbollah. In the West Bank, actually in the Gaza Strip, they are financing rockets to go into Israel, 4,000 of them at civilian targets. The Iron Dome intercepted most of them, fortunately. There are anti-Semites in our Congress on both sides of the aisle who want to stop the replenishment of Iron Dome. The squad, the people on the Islamo left in the Democratic Party, but then anti-Semites like Rand Paul in the Republican Party are trying to stop it. But Eastside Dave, what Iran is doing is it's building a nuclear bomb. They're enriching uranium right as we speak. They've enriched it far beyond any domestic requirement. They are making a nuclear weapon, and they have a missile system. When they have a nuclear weapon, they will launch it at the West. They will launch it at Israel. They will launch it at Italy. They will launch it into Europe. They are fanatics. The people are great. The women, the children, great. Just like when I visited Russia in 1997 with a delegation from the Justice Department. We were over there during the thaw, the Yeltsin thaw, to give talks on the American legal system to their lawyers and prosecutors and parliamentarians. The people are wonderful. The people are wonderful everywhere. People are wonderful. There are corrupt, violent regimes. That is a fact of life. And Iran is one of them. Russia is one. North Korea is another one. China is another one. Who would wage war, who would murder people, who would murder minority religions and minority races. And that's just the plain fact of the matter. So we are in negotiations with Iran to stop their development of nuclear weapons, and they won't do it. Now, at some point, what is going to happen once they have a nuclear weapon, we could not bomb North Korea because it has a land border with China, much too dangerous. And it is only about 40 miles from South Korea, the capital. But Iran is isolated. It has a border with China. It's isolated. And they will get bombed if they develop a nuclear weapon. Now, I don't like that. I don't want that. But Iran is in bad faith, and they're dangerous. Economic sanctions are the least intrusive way we have to stop them from developing a nuclear bomb. You cannot have these kinds of countries have nuclear weapons and launch them against the West and against our allies. It's as simple as that. You cannot have it. Pakistan has one that they stole from us, their technology. We give them, they are a Sunni country. We give them $2 billion a year to keep a lid on things. They know that if they ever use that nuclear weapon, that would be the end of them. But we can't police the world by threats like that. You've got to stop them getting nuclear weapons. We're going to the lines. Diallo of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Diallo?
Yeah. How are you today?
I'm good, Diallo. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, so I just want to take issue with you a little bit about that Iran situation and something else. Let's start with Iran. You just said that they won't negotiate with us, which is true today. Now, if I remember, they did negotiate with the Obama administration. They had a deal. Now, who got out of that deal? You got to be fair. We can't say that they don't want to negotiate when they did and got an agreement signed and sealed and put it away until the orange man came around, right? So you can't blame Iran for that. That's one thing. The second thing is the Iran, Iraq, and all those countries you're saying they're Islamic, they are not democratic, this, that, and the other, they understand one thing, or they understood one thing. If you have the weapon, your government can't be toppled at the switch of the whatever. The powerful countries can't just get up and go in there and do what they want, which is what the powerful countries do. You would agree that Iraq is in the shape today because of the United States. We went in there on false pretenses, and we all know that. There's no doubt about it that there was no weapons. Bush's son wanted to go, and he went. Now, why they don't go to North Korea? You said it right, because they have weapons. So people, to protect themselves from unjustified attack, try to get the weapon. Pakistan, India, they all got it later on because they saw and understood if you don't have the weapon, you can get up one day with your president out of the door. So that's the overall. Now I have one fundamental question for you.
Yeah.
Who are the United States, the Russia, France, Israel, the Great Britain, to tell others that they cannot have the weapon that they have been sitting on and are developing more powerful than that? I mean, that question is the fundamental one. You can't have six countries telling the world what to do if you yourself, you are doing it, right?
Okay, thanks for calling, Diallo. You raise a lot of things. You and I do not agree much of what you said, but I appreciate your calling in. That's exactly what I want on this show. And let me respond. First of all, Iran is not developing a nuclear weapon simply for defensive purposes, and they're not going to use it. The minute they have one, they will launch it against Israel. They'll launch it against Italy. They'll launch it against the West. They are fanatics. This is not like France having a nuclear weapon or Britain or the United States. Secondly, let me be very blunt to everybody listening. Western civilization and our Western values, separation of church and state and freedom, are the greatest inventions in the history of the world. Everybody in the world wants to come here. The United States does not want to go in elsewhere. Nobody here is trying to get into Iran Iraq, North Korea, or any of these places. They, several of them are slave states. We're not going to put up with it. Our objective is to make Western liberal democracy worldwide. Underlying that is the Judeo-Christian tradition, which produced the Enlightenment, produced our Constitution, and then it had the genius to write itself out of government through the First Amendment and separation of church and state. We want that everywhere in the world. I don't care how people worship, but if Iran has a nuclear weapon, it will use it, and it will use it against Israel or use it against Europe. The second thing is, we are not refraining from bombing North Korea because they have a nuclear weapon. We're refraining from bombing North Korea because they have a land border with China, and they're 40 miles from South Korea, our ally. That's why we're not doing it. If they were where Iran is, they would have been bombed a long time ago. They have primitive weapons. When you say, why should we tell, why should Britain, the United States, and France tell people not to have nuclear weapons because that we have them? We have them to keep order in the world. Everybody in these countries are trying to get into Europe. Merkel brought in 1 million people from Islamic countries. She imported jihad into Europe when it had been eliminated since the First World War. Everybody wants to come in. If we're so bad, why do you want to come in? You want to come in because in 1 million years, you'd never go back to these countries because they're repressive slave countries. That's why. And so we have these weapons. We don't use these weapons. We don't want to use these weapons, but we're the biggest people on the playground. Nobody comes up to us and pushes people around. And when other people on the playground are pushing other people around, we restore order. And that's the way it should be. David Emekwan, my friend. We have 2 minutes. What's on your mind today, David Emekwan?
Good morning, Matt. Thank you for taking my call. I agree with pretty much almost everything that you just said there. I would throw in addition to everything else that, you know, Iran, Russia, and China are actually holding a joint Navy drill in the Indian Ocean as we speak. And if you remember, Putin is actually meeting with President Xi during the start of the Olympics. And I see this as a chess game right now where Putin, China, they're all moving their chess pieces on the board. And essentially, there's a coordination between Russia and China. They've gotten very cozy. They see this as an opportunity, I think, the both countries, in toppling over, and they would be in toppling over the United States. And in doing so, they would set kind of like a new world order. And what I mean by that is, we already saw that China has been, they had.
Yeah, I agree with you, David. We've got to go to a break. You've made some excellent points. I happen to agree with you. And I think there is this loose alliance of Russia, China, and Iran. Fortunately, they fundamentally should not be allied culturally and so forth. And if we were smart, we'd start dividing them. But right now, it is a chess game, and they are massing their pieces. The lines are alive. We're going to a break. Don't hang up. I will get back to the lines right after the break. Lines open 844-967-2789. A lot more right after the break.